About 20 minutes later, Jesse's Bluetooth kicked on and cut off the music he was listening to. His dashboard screen told him it was Dylan Taylor on the line. He picked up. "What's going on? You're on the Swan Harbor Cop, right?" "Drake Daniels," Dylan said. "Yeah." "This about him?" "Maybe more than just him. What was the name of the guy with the landscaping service?" "Garrison." "Well, 2 minutes ago, Daniels pulled his cruiser into the driveway of a house with an Escalade EXT in the driveway. The driver's side door has a tree logo painted on it and Garrison written over the top of the tree. That's it. Molly was sitting on the house until a little while ago. I told her to go home. Good thing you were on Daniels." "What do you think it means, the two of them getting together?" Jesse considered the question for a moment. "I think they're probably nervous."
"About what?"
"About being loose ends," Jesse said. "Garrison's head landscaper, a guy named Roberto, has vanished. The Cummingses were murdered. If Garrison and Daniels are involved in this somehow, they've got to be wondering if they're going to be next.
Or maybe that's wishful thinking."
"Only one way to find out. I think it's time I had a talk with Lundquist and Chief Forster."
"Talk? Talk about what?"
"Relax, Dylan. I don't have enough to go to weld with, but cop to cop, I think I can raise some questions and get cooperation."
"What should I do?"
"Head home. Daniels and Garrison aren't going anywhere at this hour."
"Okay, Jesse, but I wish you'd let me know what's going on. Alicia's crawling out of her own skin. She feels so powerless in all this. I'm afraid she might do something stupid if this drags on much longer."
"Go be with Alicia. We really can't afford for her to act out.
Give me something to tell Alicia, Jesse."
"Tell her I believe her."
"That'll mean a lot to her," Dylan said. "I think the thing that's weighed on her most was thinking you thought she killed an unarmed man. She knows what you risked for her, and the thought she's let you down has been eating at her."
"Dylan, you're ex-military, right?" Jesse said, changing subjects.
"Army, why?"
"Can you still rappel without breaking your neck?"
"Sure, but..."
"Can you take tomorrow morning off?"
"Until noon, not a problem. But Jesse, I don't understand."
"You will. Meet me at the station at 8, and don't say anything about it to Alicia, please."
"If it helps, of course."
"It will help. Tomorrow at 8. Jesse pressed the disconnect tab on his steering wheel before Dylan Taylor could ask another question.